Good evening. This is Radio Nepal. I'm Deependra Silwal with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli directs officials to take prompt steps to save lives of people by formulating necessary legal provisions and work procedures. CPN UML constitutes 10-member committee to address inter-party disputes. Ministry of Health reports 7,368 corona infection cases and 145 deaths in the past 24 hours. And Israeli airstrikes in Gaza kills 33 people today. UN Security Council meeting on Gaza violence. Now the news in detail. The COVID-19 Crisis Management Centre, CCMC, has directed the Ministry of Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs to carry out homework for the formulation of few more laws, since new laws were necessary to fight against the COVID-19 pandemic. At a special meeting of the CCMC today, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli directed the ministry and bodies concerned to make necessary preparations, since the existing legal provisions were not enough to control the present pandemic. The meeting took the decision to move ahead by removing existing legal obstacles for the immediate arrangement of vaccine and oxygen. On the occasion, Prime Minister Oli directed the concerned agencies to do the needful so that people should not lose their lives due to lack of money or other problems. After the meeting, Foreign Affairs Minister Pradeep Kumar Gyawale said that the meeting also directed the bodies concerned to work with more enthusiasm, ensuring the immediate medical supplies, including oxygen and vaccines. He said the meeting also discussed the issues of declaring a health emergency in the country. The CPN UML has constituted a 10-member task force to seek an outlet to the inter-party disputes. A meeting held between party chairperson and Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli and senior leader Madhav Kumar Nepal agreed to form a task force. The meeting held at Singhadarbar today constituted the task force led by CPN UML Parliamentary Party Deputy Leader Subhash Chandra Nemmang. Senior Leader Nepal said that the task force includes leaders Bishnu Podel, Pradeep Kumar Gyawale, Sankar Pokhrel, Bishnu Rimal, while Bhim Rao leads the Nepal faction comprising Ghanasam Bosal, Gokarna Bista, Surendra Pandey and Raghuji Panta. The Ministry of Health and Population has directed the hospitals to manage the necessary oxygen needed for the treatment of corona patients on their own. Addressing the press briefing at the ministry today, spokesperson of the ministry, Professor Dr. Jageshwar Gautam, directed the hospitals not to ask the relatives of the corona patients to manage oxygen. He also said the hospitals have the responsibility of managing oxygen for the treatment of the admitted patients. Meanwhile, the ministry has reported 7,368 corona infection cases in the past 24 hours. With this, Nepal's corona infection cases have crossed 455,000. The ministry has also reported 145 corona-related deaths in the past 24 hours, pushing the total deaths to 5,001. The ministry said the number of deaths also included the data shared by the Nepali Army's Body Disposal Unit. In the last 24 hours, 6,648 people have also recovered from the infection. The Ministry of Finance has agreed to allocate 4,318,560,000 rupees for the procurement of medical equipment and materials to enhance capability of hospitals and ensure treatment of corona patients. The finance ministry is providing 2,952,000,000 rupees for the procurement of ventilators and equipment needed for supplying setting up oxygen plants and oxygen tanks in 26 central hospitals and 9 provincial hospitals. Likewise, the ministry is providing 1,366,560,000 rupees for setting up high dependence units in 25 different central and provincial hospitals. This news comes to you from Read Unipal. Now it's time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जीरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जीरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15*7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरै हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The government has started providing the second dose of Verocell vaccine against COVID-19 in Kathmandu from today. The Kathmandu District Health Office has issued a public notice earlier that the booster dose of Verocell can be administered to the people between 18 and 59 years and had got the first dose of the vaccine. The Kathmandu District Health Office Public Health Administrator Buddhi Bahadur Khadkar says the vaccine is available at all 11 municipalities in Kathmandu till the 28th of May. He urged the beneficiaries of the first dose to visit nearby vaccination centers for the booster dose. The China-aided 18,000 empty oxygen cylinders have arrived at Tatopani checkpoint in Sindhu Palsuk district today. Deputy Prime Minister Isur Pokhrel's press coordinator Ganesh Pandey said the cylinders would be brought to Kathmandu once the Chinese government handed them over to Nepal. Earlier, 400 oxygen cylinders were flown to Nepal from China. Senior lyricist and film director Chetan Karki has passed away at the age of 84 today. After returning from Dehradun of India 18 days ago, late Karki had a fever and he was admitted to Birendra Military Hospital at Chauni. Late Karki was born in a family of a soldier in Sangza on the 7th of November 1938. In addition to his films, he has left hundreds of songs and poems along with his research articles on various folk cultures in Nepal. You are listening to Read in Nepal's English News. Now it's time for some international updates. Israel's bombardment of the Gaza Strip entered its 7th consecutive day with the air raids early on Sunday, killing at least 33 Palestinians, wounding dozen more, and flattening at least 2 residential buildings. An Al Jazeera report says more than 180, including at least 52 children, have been killed in Gaza Strip in the past week. More than 1,000 others have been wounded. In Israel's Tel Aviv, people dashed for bombed shelter as siren warning of incoming rocket fire blared across the city. Israel has reported 10 deaths, including 2 children. The United Nations Security Council is meeting today to discuss the worst outbreak of violence in years in Palestine and Israel. Now, general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Isolated brief rain or thunder showers is likely to occur at one or two places of hilly regions of Province 1, Gandaki Province and Karnali Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli directs officials to take prompt steps to save lives of people by formulating necessary legal provisions and work procedures. CPN UML constitutes 10-member committee to address inter-party disputes. Ministry of Health reports 7,368 corona infection cases and 145 deaths in past 24 hours. And Israeli airstrikes in Gaza kills 33 people today, UN Security Council meeting on Gaza violence. That's the end of news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next bulletin in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.